be up to 19 degrees.
Simon King, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 7th of May. The general synopsis at midnight, High Hebrides, 1,028, expected Cromarty, 1,026, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra. Northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 2 in Viking and 5 in North at Cirra. Drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. South at Cirra, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, fair, good. Forties, north 2 to 4, showers, good. Cromarty, 4th, variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times, fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. North or northeast, 2 to 4. Showers, good. Fisher, cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Fair, good. German Bight, Humber. Northerly or northeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 in North German Bight. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, southeast white. Northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Dover and southeast white. Showers, good. Northwest white, Portland, Plymouth. Northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, except in South Portland. Showers, good. Biscay, east or northeast 3 to 5. Showers, good. South Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 in far south. Showers, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in North Fitzroy and 2 in Seoul. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, except in North and West Fastnet. Fair, good. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Northwest Rockall, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, showers, good. Southeast Rockall, Malin, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 3 to 5 for a time in far southeast of Malin, fair, good. Hebrides, variable, mainly southwest 2 to 4, showers, good. Bailey, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in southeast, increasing 6 later in northwest. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Faroes, southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in northwest. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, fog patches in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest, 1. 19 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by east, 1. 24 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Lerwick, west, 2. Mist, 4 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Lucas, northeast, 2, 22 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by west, 2, 1,025, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast, 5, 11 miles, 1,023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 4, more than 27 miles, 1,023. Jersey, northeast by east, 3, 27 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 2, 11 miles, 1,023. Scilly Automatic, north, 2, 9 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Valentia, east-southeast, 1, 27 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, east by south, 1, 22 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Malin Head, south by east, 3, 27 miles, 1,026 falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 7th of May. The general situation, high pressure will continue to bring mainly settled weather to the United Kingdom during the next 24 hours, although there may be one or two showers in eastern areas. The wind will be mostly light or moderate in strength, although a fresh, locally strong northeasterly will continue to affect the southeastern corner of England. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 in south. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 in south. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northeast, 2 to 4. Showers later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northerly or northeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first in north. Fair, then showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5. Showers becoming fair later, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in far east, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in west. Showers at first, mainly in the east, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5, then veering east or northeast later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5, veering east 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable mainly northwest 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man, northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in west and 2 in east, veering easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in southeast, then veering easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in North Channel, becoming variable mainly easterly 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 3 or less, becoming north or northwest 2 to 4, then veering east or southeast later. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Finally, Shetland Isles, westerly or southwesterly 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in east. Mainly fair, good. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, Farming Today hears about a company in Lincolnshire who are developing a bruise-resistant potato. But first, it's time for Prayer for the Day with the Minister of Canongate Kirk in Edinburgh, Neil Gardner.
Good morning. Before the eyes of the world turn again to Rome, it's to Vienna that I want to take you now. Because it was there just over 200 years ago, on the 7th of May, 1824 to be precise, that one of the great wonders of the world of classical music, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, was first performed. One of the most familiar of all symphonies today, when it was premiered in the Imperial and Royal Court Theatre, it was one of the most unusual, due to the composer having written four solo voices and a chorus into the final movement. But the audience, which included none other than Schubert, loved it. Beethoven himself was so profoundly deaf by this stage in his life that it is said he had to be physically turned to face the audience, who stood and waved their hats and handkerchiefs in the air when they realised the composer simply could not hear their tumultuous applause. Friedrich Schiller's poem, An die Freude, known universally as the Ode to Joy, is the original source of the words sung towards the end of what became known as the Choral Symphony, and its promise of universal brotherhood, Alle Menschen werden Brüder, doesn't just echo the words of Schiller's direct Scottish contemporary Robert Burns, that man to man the world o'er shall brothers be for a' that, but fits rather neatly with this week's commemorations of the end of the Second World War in Europe 80 years ago. In fact, today's anniversary rather aptly sets the scene for tomorrow's. Loving God, give us strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, and a prospect of peace and joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Prayer for the day with the Reverend Neil Gardner. Now on Radio 4, Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. A new trade deal is signed with India, which could mean increased exports of UK lamb, whisky and salmon. But some fear imports of food which might not meet UK standards.
I think that there's actually a better balance of offensive interests for UK farmers to take advantage of in the agreement than worry about what's coming into the UK. So there's a lot more wins, I think, for the agricultural sector than what we've seen in previous agreements.
We'll have the details a little later. First, a select committee of MPs is urging the government to do more to encourage private investment in schemes which restore nature. The report by the Environmental Audit Select Committee